is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Seconds ago, my phone did that text, that little text thing, and then I put it on vibrate because I'm a professional broadcaster. But
right.
Let me read it to you. It's a text. Now, how do you stop this? Because I know at one time I called that the registry where you
do not call this.
Yeah, oh, the yeah. Do not call, and I called it. Yeah, here's the text. Hey, you. It's me, Jen. Message me at justhookup.com. Mm. I posted some new pics for you on my profile. XOXO.
Wow.
Now, I'm not gonna click to the link because I'm afraid there'll be some kiddie porn or virus or something. I'm not gonna do this, and I know that I don't know Jen, and what do you do about it?
Is that texting? Nothing. Is that texting?
It's a text.
Email?
No, it's a text.
Yeah, you can't do anything with those spam texts.
You just delete it.
Yeah.
So they're just
and
like...
I don't get it very often.
Yeah, because some say text stop to...
Oh, no, no. I've heard that's
those,
the worst thing you can do.
Because they know
shows
it's
active. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
So either I, A, just deleted it, or B, I'll be calling Jen.
Yeah, she's got new pics ready for you.
See those four pictures she put up. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 10th day already of January. Tonight is our big night where we get to meet our fellow travelers. Actually, we're not really meeting most of them because most of them have traveled with us before. And this is the first time we've had one of these. Normally, we have them 10 days to 2 weeks before we leave for the trip. And without fail, for the last, we've done this 13, 14 years, it has been so bitterly cold the night of it that we realize walking to our cars, quivering and shaking, going, oh, my goodness, I'm glad we're going
Let's
on this trip.
Let's just get through these next 10 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, there's no ice and snow, and it's not, but it is crappy.
Yeah.
So I don't want it. I didn't want it to be 60 degrees tonight when we, because then people go, man, I have second thoughts about this trip.
Flurries this weekend.
Yeah, we're leaving at a good time. So look forward to meeting those of you that we've never met before. And to the rest of you, thanks for joining us again on our trip. Now, before we get to the Burke segment, I think those of you who have listened to what we do for a long, long time and are very loyal listeners, one, you have no idea how much we appreciate that. Loyalty is a rare thing. And I've mentioned before that when I get an email from somebody, and I got one, I actually didn't get it. It was sent to the management here. The guy didn't have the balls to send it to me. He sent it to management, I guess, thinking.
Which management?
Well, it just says he sent it to our webmaster.
We have a webmaster?
Yeah, I guess.
We do.
And then it went on to one of the management people here. But it's from Joe. And first of all, Joe, how you doing? I'm dedicating the show to you today because I know you're listening. Even though you say in here you will never listen again, I have proven in the past, and I'm right now, that you're listening. So even though you said you're not, welcome to today's show. And the reason I'm going to read you this email, and this is not to start a discussion about any topic. Yesterday, we discussed a topic for, what do you think, 15 minutes? And you know the topic I'm talking about. About 15 minutes out of the whole show. And we certainly don't do it every show. But there was a story in the news that prompted the discussion, and I had a very interesting guest on the air. And then we took some calls, but I didn't ask to continue the discussion. The callers wanted to talk about it. And here's the deal with this show and the way it will always work. For as long as I have been in this business, I've been about the only guy that I know who does two things differently than anybody else. I won't read commercials. I'll just talk to you about the people that make the show possible. The other thing I don't like and don't believe in is screening calls. I don't know what radio talk show hosts are afraid of, that they have to have somebody go, well, what is it you want to say? Because the truth is, you could tell the screener, in this case it would be Dan if he screened calls, you can tell him anything you want, and then when you get on the air, you can go a completely different right. direction. So it's kind of stupid. So I don't care what you call about. Now, if you're inappropriate, if you're saying something really nasty or mean about somebody who doesn't deserve it and can't defend themselves, we'll end the conversation. Other than that, you really do drive the show. And if listeners want to keep discussing something, then I'll let you keep discussing it. So here's the email from Joe to my bosses here. He starts by saying, and Joe, I'm not going to just show you that I'm not the jerk you think I am. I'm not going to use your last name. Now, I have requested that Joe send me his phone number so I can call him and we can have a talk. And then I'll ask Joe if he minds if I put his name out over the air. And I'm guessing that he won't want that. He'd rather sort of remain anonymous. So here's Joe's email. He starts off saying, I don't ever do this, but I feel compelled to let you know you are losing a listener. In the afternoons, I've enjoyed KTRS for years, listening now all day to Millhaven, Steve Cochran, Josh, newcomer Kilcoyne. The Frank Opinion Show was always a good time until recently. I enjoy KTRS because you station is not left or right wing, just good-hearted and informative. But now, Frank Opinion is using his airtime to expound on his love of guns. We all know that he and his wife go out shooting their handguns. He interviewed a gun manufacturer the other day and had a tiff with Bank of America. Opinion announced he'd cut up his Bank of America card. First of all, I never said that. I never said I'd cut up my card. Did I use those words? No.
Stop
go back
using
and play it.
It.
I'd say I'd cut it up and never use the bank again. I happen to be for gun control. Oh, I don't doubt that, Joe. And plenty of it, he says. I don't doubt that either. So my response was that I would never use any of the advertisers on the Opinion show. And then he goes on to the management here to ask this question. Do you allow him to carry a weapon into the studio? Does his crew carry guns too? He has said twice now, folks, this is not me leading this conversation. It's the callers. Well, then it's sad that he lost control over his own program. Let me stop right there. Joe, I've never lost control of this program. I believe in letting the listeners to this show come on and tell a joke, tell a story, ask a question, pick a topic. If it starts to get too heavy and goes on for too long, then I may direct the audience to change course. But I don't think 15 minutes or so out of one show, and there are relatively few that when we do that, is that big a deal, and is literally using the show for nothing but that. He says, can I carry a gun on me when I take a test drive at Londoff's? Now, let me stop right here. This is where this guy takes the idiot fork in the road. Where do you come up with, can I carry a gun on me if I take a test drive at Johnny Long? What's that got to do with me? What does that have to do with the show? This, Joe, this is where initially I thought, well, here's a reasonable email. And then you took a turn down idiot lane. He says, I'm assuming, being a close friend of Frank's, that Johnny probably carries one too.
Wow. So everyone that's associated
with you. So everybody who's
you.
A friend of mine carries yeah. a gun? That's yeah. it. That's ridiculous. Can I carry one in the First Community, he says. I find it interesting. He knows a lot of our advertisers. Unfortunately, Joe won't be using them anymore, according to this email. Can I carry one in the First Community? Well, Joe, here's the answer to that. Yeah, you can, but you're violating their policy where it states clearly on the door that you're not to do that. So you can do whatever you want to do, but they're, you know, they're, how should I put, their policy is no guns on the premises. But you do whatever you want. You can speed, you can drive drunk if you want, even though it's against the law. Most importantly, I now turn on, and I love this part, because this is exactly the way I see this guy fitting this mold. I now listen to NPR at 3 p.m.
Oh.
And it's okay if you want to laugh at him, audience. I now listen to the opinion show, not the name of it, is losing you customers. You know what I'd do if I was the station? I'd fire me today. I'm just telling you. I'd fire me today. Once we lose Joe, we're done. So I thought I'd share that with you because I was in a really bad mood today, which I am a lot, until I saw this. And I'm not kidding. I'm like a new person. This made my day.
You're Joe, fresh.
Thank you. I love when I hear from people who don't know how to write a credible, intelligent email and ask dumb questions like, can I take a gun on a test drive? I don't run that dealership. And I can't answer that question. You could probably find out the answer yourself. Call them and ask them. But I don't think you need to ask them because I doubt that you're licensed to carry. I doubt that you know anything about guns at all. You probably don't have one. And no, this show's not just about that. But from time to time, whether it's about bullying or a situation that I can personally relate to and maybe share with people, and I've done that with my kids and bullying, that's a serious topic. It's not funny. But every once in a while, I just feel like I feel compelled to just share with people my thoughts about certain things, hoping that at least it will maybe make them think in a different way. Not change their minds, but at least consider and think about something in a different way. Just like a lot of people have caused me to think about things different ways by giving me another opinion and maybe a scenario that I wasn't aware of or a particular situation I hadn't thought of. So thank you, Joe. I'd love to share your last name with people, but I doubt that you'll let me do that. And thank you for listening today, by the way. And if you were really an upstanding kind of guy, you'd call right now, and I would admire you for this and say, you know what, you're right. I am listening today. I would admire that. I'd go, okay, this is my kind of guy. So thank you, Joe, for the email. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And now to the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Yes. I got a couple things real quick.
Always first one right out of the chute. He is a contributor. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a team player. He is Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. I just put a video up on our Facebook page. It's a very funny prank this guy does on Facebook, YouTube. He does a lot of drive-through pranks. Like, he's a magician, so he knows, like, the floating dollar bill trick and things. So he'll drive up to a drive-through window and, like, a dollar bill will just be floating in the car, and just the reactions of the workers at the window are pretty funny. So his newest one is he has a costume that makes it look like he's the driver's seat. Have you seen that before? Where
no.
I know, yes. So it's like it's the same color of the interior of the car. So he pulls up to the window, and it looks like there's nobody in the car. It looks like it's an empty car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just the reactions of the people looking.
So that's on our Facebook page.
That's on our Facebook page. And second thing, I almost hurt myself very badly last night during bowling.
No.
I know it's not normally
bowling.
The contact sport.
No.
But bowlers, when they go to the restroom, they like to take their bowling shoes off because if they get wet,
you don't want urine on your bowling shoes.
Well, it's
you
not could necessarily stick, that, but yeah, once the bottom of your bowling shoes get wet, they don't slide anymore. They become real sticky.
Or think about this: you go to the restroom with your bowling shoes, you step in a little bit of urine.
Yes,
that urine is now on the bowling floor.
Yeah.
My ball rolls over that urine.
Nobody wants.
I've got your urine on my hand.
Yes.
Your urine.
You got to follow. You got to follow the path, the urine path.
So I switch my shoes out every time I go to the bathroom to relieve myself. And most times, almost just about every time. In fact, I remember to put my bowling shoes back on. But last night, I forgot. So I have my regular shoes on.
Tennis shoes or just regular shoes?
They're brown slip-in shoes
and I'm
with
guessing
like a rubber sole.
They don't slide right.
They do not slide at all, in fact.
Boy.
So halfway through my approach, I could tell something was wrong, but I wasn't able to stop yet. And then when I went to slide on my left foot and release the ball,
you went flying?
I came to an abrupt stop and almost...
Went on your face.
Just fell, right, yes. And luckily, I still did not foul, though. So I'm pretty proud of that I was able to
you could have. You could have flown down the alley.
Dan, we could have lost. We could have lost, Pete.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So just a tip for all you bowlers out there.
Horrible.
Please remember to put your bowling shoes back on.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was. And it was funny. Right next to me, on the lane right next to me, right before that, a guy, there. Plugs and balls, you know, like thumb holes, mm-hmm. where it's like a rubber plug.
I didn't know that.
And, yeah.
What's that for?
So it allows more grip and stuff and more torque.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I've always thought the inside of the bowling holes should have a different substance than just the drilled out ball.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. Have some more grip.
Pretty much all of them nowadays have rubber plugs in them. So right before that happened, one of the guy's plugs almost came halfway out of his ball, so his ball flew down the lane in the air, like halfway down the lane, and then went boom, 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 and went in the... That happened right before I fell on my face, so it was...
Pretty eventful last night.
Quite entertaining.
You know what I've always wondered?
Everybody else.
And I've asked this before, and I don't know if we ever got an answer, and you would know the answer. This is what amazes me. Two things. One... Bowling alleys, I don't mean to use an improper term, but you know, the thing you'd roll the ball down.
Lanes.
Yeah. I've seen people who don't know how to bowl let that ball go. It literally goes, it's 5 feet off the floor and it slams. These things you have, slams into the floor. There's not a dent in that.
I know.
Now, what kind of wood?
I don't know. That's amazing.
Not even the tiniest dent. And the same thing is true of billiard balls. I've seen people, when they break.
Jump them up. Or
just a hard break. Not a chip.
No.
Not
They'll bounce off the table.
We need to paint cars with that paint.
No kidding.
Yes. Because you can't scratch it. You can't chip it.
I think they're solid colors, aren't they? Or is it just paint on the...
Oh, is it solid?
But even if it's solid,
they don't dent.
They're not
chipping.
They
never a chip out of it, yeah.
We need to make more use out of whatever bowling floors are made out of and billiard balls.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No. That was...
We're so glad you're with us.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
close one. Dan, do you have anything?
I do.
Right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Went to the eye doctor today and got my eyes dilated.
Good story.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had someone to drive me because last time I drove with my eyes dilated before. And then,
you're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
That's illegal.
You're not. Is it illegal?
Well, you're long.
I bet it is.
Like DUI.
I don't know.
Driving under the influence of eye dilation.
Yeah.
Eye dilation. Yeah. It was
DUIED.
It was not a pretty sight when I did that. So I decided to take someone with me, and someone drove me.
Who'd you take with you?
A girl.
Does this Tammy know about her?
I don't know if she does or not. Maybe she doesn't.
Yeah, this is getting kind of personal. Go ahead.
So after we got finished, we went and visited my daughter at her school, and I took her some glasses because now my daughter has to wear some glasses because we picked up glasses for her, and then we went to my driver's granddaughter's school to have lunch.
What do you mean your driver?
This is my driver.
My girlfriend.
He's a driver.
Who drove you from the doctor's office?
Yeah, she drove me. Yeah, my girlfriend drove me from the doctor's office. And then we went, I dropped off glasses at Alyssa, my daughter's school. And
I think you were married. You had girlfriend?
We went to her, yeah.
Wow, that's a story for another time.
Whole other day.
Yeah.
And then we went in to have lunch with her granddaughter. And it's an elementary school, so I went in. I'm walking around with sunglasses on, and because I'm like a movie star. I was in a movie with George Clooney, so you can wear sunglasses indoors.
I think you're qualified.
Yeah. And after lunch, you get to go back to the class with them for a few minutes and just kind of hang out for a little bit and see how things go and stuff. And I used to do that with my daughter, Alyssa, all the time. And she had to go to computer class, which was in the library. You go in the library and go back into a little classroom in the back. And they got on the computer, and they got to play this math game on the computer. And I picked up the headphones. They all have headphones. I picked the headphones up, and I'm trying to dial the headphones to hear what's going on with the sound. And I pulled the headphone jack out of the computer, and we couldn't figure out where to end the sound. The speakers were completely all the way up, and it was just like, boom, 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 boom. And
we were what an embarrassment you are. Wherever you go.
We were trying to find the plug because we didn't know where the plug was. The teacher comes walking over.
And this is your girlfriend's granddaughter?
Yes.
And did her little friends go, who's that dork?
Oh, yeah.
That's dork you brought with you.
I was talking out in the hall when we were walking over to the class, and they kept telling me, be quiet. There are classes they were all telling me to be quiet.
That's your story? That's your Burke story?
Yeah, so we went over. The teacher came over and said, here's the volume, and turned it down. But he did say that was actually very funny what happened. Yeah, but yeah.
It sure sounds funny.
I just like to embarrass people. Right.
Burke segment is officially closed. We're going to take it. Well, I got to do some business. Uh-oh. I'll tell you what. I'll take a couple calls. We'll do some business. We'll come back. We'll take some more calls. We'll talk a lot today. How's that? Dawn Meadows Dixon will join us today with a movie. You know what I got in the mail? I can't believe this. I am a member of the Screen Actors Guild now, just like a real actor, because the union I belong to merged. So I'm a member of
SAG.
SAG. Yeah, we like to call it SAG. I get the mail, and I got a DVD copy of Argo.
Is it
out on DVD?
No, I think that's one of the perks.
I'm going to start getting
screeners.
Yeah, because I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Wow.
This is great. I opened it up, and I couldn't believe it. Argo, got a copy. Let's take a couple quick calls. Let's go to Steve. Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. How can we help you?
Just first and foremost, thanks for taking my call. I am AM and the PM.
We appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I have a little bit of an issue, and I'm needing some help from the problem solvers.
Well, then you need help from us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
How can we help you?
Now, Frank, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to help me with this. I got to give you a little bit of background, because you might be a little biased, but... You see, my wife and I, we've been together for about 7 years now. Okay. Lovely lady. She's given me two beautiful boys. Mm-hmm. Things have been kind of rough, but, there's always those points in the marriage, and you try to work things out.
Not with my marriage. Not with mine, there's not.
I've never experienced that.
I guess I got to give you a little bit more information. You see, my wife's name is Jen. So apparently she
Uh-oh.
Know where this is going.
Yeah, I don't know quite how to respond to my wife. If I should maybe call one of her guy friends.
Respond to her how? Respond to what?
Did she send you a text also?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know these photos.
Mm. See, what Steve's done here is he's tried to sort of put together a joke, kind of a comedy routine based on something I said earlier, that if you just turned on the radio, you don't even know what we're talking about. And he means well. But it's not working. It's not working.
On a more serious note, sure. I feel bad for Joe, but I'm happy for myself, because now I have less lines in all the places that I go and frequent.
You got that right.
One last ever. Yeah.
Steve, thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
always wonderful to listen to your show. You guys are all awesome.
Thank you for listening. Awful or awesome?
Awesome.
Awesome, I think.
Okay, good. That's better than awful.
Awesome.
One more, then we'll do some business. Jim, how are you?
Good, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, I was wondering with the letter that you just read, if that was the same Joe that called in the show... this has been a few years back when Karen and Terry were still there. Do you remember that?
I don't remember them.
Oh,
no.
Joe, you're idiots.
No, you are going way back.
Yeah, that's a
yeah. In fact, that play it again. This is
probably
Joe's voice.
10 years ago.
Idiots.
That's him.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be. He's listening today, by the way.
Once again, proof that they never really do go away.
No. Once you get a dose of this show, you cannot let it go. You're hooked. You're hooked, just like you're hooked, Jim.
That's right.
And I'm glad you are.
It never goes away.
I'm glad you are. And thank you, and you call anytime.
All right, thank you, Frank.
All right, Jim. And we've established that we set a break off of a seventh of January for saying Happy New Year.
Yes.
But if you do it, we're not going to make a big deal out of it. Let's say hello to John Londoff. Hello, John.
Happy New Year, Frank.
See?
Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to all. You can't stop on a particular day.
No, hold it. We didn't say we're going to stop it. We ourselves decided to make the 7th the cutoff for our saying Happy New Year to listeners. That's all. Anybody can do whatever they want.
You have to have a cut. You can't say Happy New Year in
March,
June.
March 3rd.
Yeah. You have to stop.
Are your Christmas decorations gone?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've only been in John's
house. Are your Christmas decorations gone?
They were never up. I've only been in John's house one time, and it was a year ago this Christmas. Last Christmas, we stopped over. We're going out to dinner. We stopped over. Just had a little, Mimi had some little cookies and hors d'oeuvres, and then we went out to dinner. So I've only been there once, but I got to tell you something. Magnificent Christmas decorations.
Oh, I bet.
Some people know
how. I say, it wears me out.
Well, some people know how.
Is that
to do
you?
It.
You do the majority of putting those up?
I do. Absolutely none of it. But yeah, it still wears me out watching Mimi.
Sometimes
you can be exhausted just watching somebody do a lot of work.
We have friends in Kansas City, and this woman puts up a tree. I'm not kidding. It could be in Macy's.
Oh, that's
it's
my aunt.
So unbelievable.
My aunt has one that it looks like out of a catalog.
They got a high ceiling, so it's like 20 feet tall, and it looks like it could be in the rotunda of some.
Okay. So we can't say Happy New Year to people any longer, but we can talk about Christmas decorations right now in January.
John, we're talking about taking them down.
I'm a little confused.
You're trying to pick a fight.
That's very interesting, and I guess I didn't see that on your Facebook page and the little puppy, Max.
Yeah.
That bit you in the nose.
And I'm going to tell you something. My nose was bleeding. As my daughter, it was bleeding like crazy.
Well, first of all, Kitty Harrison pulled it up. And I brought all the ladies of Londoff Chevrolet into the conference room. Ladies, was that one of the funnier things you've seen in a long time?
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Is that not about as cute as a dog can be?
The puppy was adorable.
That's a cutest dog.
Did the puppy have to get rabies shots after biting you?
Oh, see, that, you know what?
Oh,
yesterday, man. it's a fat joke.
Listen to them all laughing.
Yeah, listen to them laughing. Ah, ha, ha, you got him. This dog, if you go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM, my daughter this morning took a video of me with our friend's dog, Max, and he's the cutest puppy. I think the cutest puppy I've ever seen. And as I'm talking to him, Max decides to take a piece out of my nose, and they've got little bitty, almost like needle-like teeth.
And they do.
Man, did that hurt. But he's so cute, I didn't even care if my nose was bleeding. I would love to find a way to get Max away from this guy, but it's not going well. So.
Well, maybe just go out and buy your own puppy.
Well, we're thinking about doing that, but there's something about every once in a while, a particular dog just clicks.
It was pretty obvious. That particular dog really likes you.
Something clicked there.
You gotta go look at this, right? Right, girls?
Yeah.
It was nibbling on your ear first, and then you're like, oh, let me just pick it up like it's a baby. Let me pick it up and put it right in front of me, and all of a sudden, wham, nose.
Puppies are like babies. How many women do you have in your office?
Five.
You know what?
Casella Keneally, hello. Debbie Johns, Kara Anderson,
hi.
Kitty Harrison, and what's your name again? Oh, Tricia Arnold.
What a life you have.
Wow. Yeah.
What a life. You know what? I don't even have an office. And if I had an office, to have five women in my office, what a dream deal that is.
Where are you right now? What would you call what you're in right now?
I'm in a studio.
The studio, since you're the radio host, the studio is your office.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, but
I think everyone would agree with me. What, don't you, girls?
No. Everybody else on the air has an office. Every other radio host has an office. By choice, I don't have an office. Now, I'm not going to say, "Oh, the station give me an office." I don't want an office. I don't need an office. And by the way, neither do they.
Yes.
But they think they have to have an office. What for? We're talking on the radio. After I'm finished, what do I need to go to an office for? I can do everything I need to do on my phone in the car. So I don't have an office. But if I did, I'd have five women in it.
Would you like, maybe we'll take the show on the road and we'll all come to your office, the studio, one day to do our spot.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, that's funny. All right, girls.
Bye. Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Nice talking to you, ladies.
Let me ask you this. Did you have to get a big Band-Aid to cover those marks up on your nose?
No, I stuck a Kleenex in my nose, and the pressure, and it finally stopped. But, boy, those little puppy teeth, they took a chunk out of it, and it was then inside the nostril. Yeah, but you know what? It's such a cute dog.
It's how they play when they're puppies. They just do that bite.
It really makes me want a puppy.
Their teeth are like a little like razor blades.
Yeah.
When they're cutting, and they are adorable. Matter of fact, we're thinking about breeding Blackwater Jack, the Wonder Dog, this spring. You're doing is you're breeding his replacement retriever.
All right. So when you do most people with hunting dogs, not neuter them? Do they breed them? Male dogs?
One school of thought is that when you neuter your male, it takes away a lot of their senses.
Something to that.
Yeah. You know, so they can't really sniff.
If you neutered me, it'd take a lot of my senses away.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
My sense of worth.
I'm wondering if that puppy biting you in the nose took some of your senses away.
Well, you know what? He still may be mad about what they did to him. Because he had, his little gonads cut off, and he may not be happy about that. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know what dogs are conscious of, but, you know, you're a puppy and everybody's playing with you. Oh, you're so cute. And then the next thing you know, wait a second, what are you doing?
Let's take your gonads out.
Yeah, what the heck? And they still hump even after they've had that done. I guess it's just wishful thinking.
And why do they have to, like, if a man gets a vasectomy, they don't remove the boys. They just snip the
tube
connecting tube, right?
Yeah.
But yet in a dog, they totally... Pull
they
them
take
out
the boys
there.
Out?
Because they
Don't
sell, they sell, I think they're called nudicles.
They are.
Where they're a replacement fake testes.
Fake testicles for dogs that you can absolutely have them implanted. So they have, I don't know why. So
what
they
are
have
you
something.
Talking about?
That's a true story.
No, you can, this is a fact. Vets, some of the vets will do a procedure and they implant. It's like silicone dog testicles into a dog that's been neutered so that it still looks
like
it. I'm not. This is not a joke.
And so they have something to lick.
So it's not just a empty
Dan,
ball bag.
Yeah, Dan, you took it too far.
Dan, I mean, here we're having a really
intelligent conversation.
Almost a medical conversation, and you want to talk about...
Licking.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
Hey, I think, you know what, this is a good day... to buy a Chevy.
It's been a great day to buy a Chevy.
And a lot of days when you buy, you don't get a chance
to really... There you go again. I start talking. I try to get on a roll. Bam! Bam! You just cut my legs out from underneath me, son.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going over to the corner right now. Go ahead. I'm in the corner. Go ahead.
Today, you know, right? You're right, Frank. Today is a great day to buy a car, and we're still going to be here for many, many hours to come. So 1375 Dunn Road, it's an unbelievable day. You know, when was the last time we had an all-day rain? I can't even remember.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been weeks.
We need it.
And then, how everyone says, oh, we need rain. We it took about 10 o'clock this morning. Everyone around here is, I'm sick of the rain. I mean, it's only been raining for a few hours, and everyone's already so accustomed to the sunshine and this beautiful weather lately. But we need the rain. It's beautiful. A little liquid sunshine helped wash all the cars off after some of those little snowstorms that... after we were out there washing most of the inventory just yesterday and the day before.
And even more than that, I like that it washes that salt and those chemicals off the road.
I hate that stuff.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I hate it. It all tracks inside the showroom, and I'm kind of a neat freak, so I got to mop on the floors like every hour. I drive them crazy. Just like, sometimes I drive you crazy.
Right? No, you don't.
I don't?
No, you really don't. You like to think you do, but you don't.
I don't?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not closed?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to be open until about 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, as late as your unbelievable listeners want to come up. We will be here. We've got great, great deals on new Chevrolet cars and trucks. Largest inventory we've had in about 5 years. And, you know, there's only one thing we can do, and that's to sell them, because we got literally a lot more coming, a lot more new cars and new trucks coming. So interest rates are low. Deals are great. We really, 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 really need trade-ins. So if you're thinking about saying, I'm going to do something this spring, try us out now. We're probably going to give you thousands more for your trade-in now.
Then we will, this spring, there will be a glut of vehicles, you know, in the springtime and then going into summer. Now, we really, really, really need cars and trucks, all shapes and sizes in our used car lot.
All right. We can make that happen.
You can. We're at the interstate of Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. And I got to say hi to Kathy Meath, the head of St. Louis ARC. I'm heading there for a development committee meeting with John Taylor and the crew. And that's the association that takes care of my adorable little sister, Jackie Lanoff, who just started playing basketball. I'll have to send you a few links of her, some video.
Now, what is it ARC?
Yes, it stands for Association for Retarded Children. Abbreviated it years ago to ARC, and then our symbol is the arch with St. Louis ARC.
Good for her.
Great group. If you're looking for a charity, they're one of the best, and there's a lot of great ones.
And her name is Kathy Meath?
Meath, M-E-A-T-H.
Oh.
And guess what?
What?
Kathy is AM in the PM.
Well, she should.
All right. Good for her. Way to go, Kathy.
I tell you, Kathy's AM in the PM.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, Interstate 270, Washington Elizabeth exit here in beautiful Florissant, 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, and the 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800.
I'll be real surprised if you don't have some of our listeners within an hour pull in. We'll send them.
I guarantee we will.
They're on the way. All right, John.
All right. See you, Frank.
Thank
you, everybody.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's 2 days in a row, three digs, three stabs in the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting
fat humor.
Getting a little tense.
What was the other one yesterday? Fat and something else that they made fun of me about.
Mm.
And,
I don't remember now.
Remember
it's on your nose. And
yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, well. You got to take the bad with the good.
Yeah.
The good is he pays his bills on time.
Yeah.
He really does. And anymore, that's actually becoming rare, unfortunately, but one of the good guys, and you'll agree when you do business with Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we should be able to sneak in a call or two, so if you're on there, hang on. If not, Dan will put you on the screen. We'll be right back. Big 550 KTRS.
Got some rain-slick roads. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on what problems that may cause here in traffic.
Hey, Dan. Hey, does Frank still have his headset on?
I have him on right now.
Did I hear you say you got the CD of Argo?
Yeah, like the DVD.
I got that, and I just thought it was trailers, and I threw it in the wastebasket. I'll have to get it back.
Well, now, hold on. You know what? I thought it was a sort of a trailer or something, too, but then I looked and it said running time. It was like 2 hours. Or what. I thought, well, this is the movie. And
wow,
you got it because you, too, if you belong to AFTRA, now you belong to SAG. Hey, we're going to be getting movies.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Mine's just in an empty wastebasket.
So I could be wrong, but it just said Argo, and there was nothing about it.
I think they do send full
movies think it's
to
the
SAG
movie.
People.
Yeah, I think it's the movie.
Well, good. I'm hit to retrieve this.
Good
thing.
For
Thanks
us.
For telling us.
You bet.
All right. We do have some slow traffic already. If you're traveling on eastbound 64, you're heavy from 20th Street, Chestnut, up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 170 is slow from 70 up to North Hanley. All southbound 270 now is slow south of the Clayton Road overpass. It's just in pockets down through Doherty Ferry. It is hazy out there, folks, so take it easy. And also, eastbound 270 starting to slow at Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for my show, Smart Living. Are you a soul food junkie? It's the subject of a PBS documentary, and the filmmaker will join me. And you know, it's tough to lose weight, so I've called in the reinforcements. Trainer Jeremy Kerber will join me. Plus, he's half the man he used to be and healthier. Former type 2 diabetic Johnny Bacher tells us how he lost 222 pounds. Join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for Smart Living.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575 or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
Bore a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Call Frederick, 645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000.
The home remodeling season is on.
And Granite Busters is making your decision easy with a winter warm-up sale.
Until February 17th, when you purchase 50 square feet or more of granite countertops, you'll get the following extras absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A designer faucet, free.
Removal of your old countertops, free.
And custom installation of your new countertops with an industry-exclusive lifetime guarantee, all 100% free.
And Granite Busters isn't like the other guys.
With a 20,000 square foot designer showroom and double warehouse, you can choose from over 500 slabs of granite right on the spot.
Prices starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
Free in home estimates within 25 miles of the store.
Hurry, call or stop into Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
The winter warm-up sale.
Only at Granite Busters.
Where they won't take you for granite.
Are you doing that joke again?
I thought it was funny. Again. New customers only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/17/2013.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
When it comes to your taxes, have you left money on the table? Visit hrblock.com/secondlook to find out if it's likely they'll find you money in your past returns.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
One quick call, if we make it quick, that would be Bob. Bob, I got about a minute. What's going on?
Hey, now out there, Frankie. I can't believe that Joe had the gall to write that letter to you whenever he's on the air with you guys twice a week. Why wouldn't he just say that whenever he's on there talking about his DVDs and his...
I don't think it was Joe Hipperson.
Okay. I was wondering about that. You got time for me to tell you a little something about First Community?
Absolutely.
Well, the other day, you know, the rates are getting down there, so I went in there. I got a car loan with them already, so I went in to see if I could do a little refinancing. They had it all worked out there where everything would work out great, and then all I had to do was bring back my title, and, you know, I'd be out of there. The whole thing, start to finish, 45 minutes, great. Go back in. There was a little bit of a snafu. The first guy just didn't understand a few things, so I thought everything was falling through, and like I said, I already had it with them, so nobody had to go the extra mile and do anything else, and they'd still have my loan. But lady called me back. She said, you know, we got you taken care of here. We want you to do this. And she got it all taken care of for me. And that's because of her going the extra mile. Now I'm going to refi my truck that I won't even be saving a whole lot of money on, but I want it with First Community because she went the extra mile.
You're the perfect listener, Bob. I really appreciate that feedback.
Yep. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Bob.
All right.
Unsolicited testimonial. Let me send you into Amini's as long as we're sending you to advertisers. Amini's, first of all, obviously you can go in there anytime and take your time and walk and see what's there. But if you go to the golf expo that's coming up, and it's in St. Charles, I think it's St. Charles Convention Center, I believe the 18th through the 20th. It's the fourth annual St. Louis Golf Expo. And Amini's has a man cave. I want you to check the man cave out. I think everybody. Yeah. I think most homes designate some area of the house, maybe not to a man cave, but it's sort of the playroom.
Where the man hangs out.
Well, not where the man hangs out, but just sort of the room.
Entertainment
where,
area.
Yeah, where the biggest screen TV is in that room, and maybe there's a shuffleboard or pool table or pinball machine or ping pong table or whatever. But this is particularly set up for... You know, if a guy had his ideal room, this would be it. So it's at that show, 18th through the 20th, St. Charles Convention Center, a golf expo, Amini's Man Cave. And there's a Golden Tee arcade golf game there, too, courtesy of Amini's, that you can feel free to play, no charge, have a good time. Area rugs, do not, this is not really a command, it's just a request, and I think good advice, don't make a purchase on an area rug, man-made or handmade, until you look at the rug selection and the prices at Amini's. And, of course, the Jaffe lighting and, of course, the pinball machines and, of course, all the great stuff that makes this a must-stop store. Amini's. Find out more at their website, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. Stay where you are, Don Meadows. Dixon coming up. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another school shooting. One student in Taft, California in the San Joaquin